We're beginning our class about. We'll do a little bit about Avat Chesed, the laws of kindness, and the Chafetz Chaim continues and says, "V'zeu ma she'ra Yirmiyah Navi liYisrael she'Hakadosh Baruch Hu yichol azun kol haklal she'yasku b'Torah." And that's what the prophet Jeremiah was illustrating to the Jewish people, that potentially God could feed everyone if they deal in Torah. Even without natural cause, if God wants it to be so, then we will manage. And as it was in ancient times, before the sin, like Rashi over there explains. Ayin Sham, take a good look over there. וזהו מה שדקדק ואמר, הקדוש ברוך הוא זן אותך, היינו שמזונותיו יהיו למעלה מדרך הטבע. And that's why the Talmud was careful to say, you remember we're continuing where we left off last time, the Talmud had worked out each letter in the alphabet corresponds to another concept. So it had said that if you do Aleph Beis, if you're Aleph, if you teach, if you learn Beis Binah, then Gimel Dalet, do Gomel Dalim, help the poor, then Zayin Ches Tes, Hashem is going to Zan Otcha, feed you. Zayin, Hashem feeds you. So the Chafetz Chaim is saying that the Gemara was careful to say Hashem will feed you specifically. Hainu Shem Zonotav Yu Lemalem Miderech HaTeva. Meaning God will interfere on your behalf so that even if naturally it wouldn't work out if left to the laws of nature, Hashem will see that it does. And the Talmud continues and says, a person who focuses his efforts on balancing Torah with kindness, so then he gets a crown in the world to come. That the Talmud says, God will tie the crown onto your head. The Talmud is stressing that God, so to speak, himself will come and tie on the crown. Like a person who loves his only son. When a person has an only child, so he combs his hair. He says, son, just a second, before the picture, let's just get this, get that, all right? When he has 15 kids, so it's like, guys, do your hair. So if he has an only son, he takes care of him himself. And the Chafetz Chaim is saying that that's the idea here. When a person helps others with kindness, when he deals in Hashem's Torah, so then Hashem himself will come and put the crown on his head, because there's a special relationship. A person becomes like Hashem's only son. V'zeu ma shekatuv, and that's what the verse says. God says through the prophet Shmuel, ki mechabedai achabed, I honor those who honor me. And Hashem is saying, I personally will give the honor. Uvozai yekalu, and those who don't give me honor, they will fall by the wayside on their own. Hashem says, I don't have to get involved and shame a person. A person just falls, if I just don't support him, he falls off on their own. But Hashem is stressing, when you honor Hashem, when you do the mitzvot, when you do the Torah, when you do the kindness with your fellow man, Hashem will personally get involved to be achabed, to personally honor the person, even if the course of nature, the course of events are not exactly leading up to that. And the idea here is that whenever it comes to doing something good, we find that the tendency to do good from heaven is greater than to do harm. So when it comes to benefiting a person, God says, I will personally put the crown on him. When it comes to a person who deserves to be shamed, Hashem says, I'll just let him fall on his own. I'm not going to put him down. So in summation, what we saw was that the Chafetz Chaim had said these are two pivotal concepts in Judaism, the balance of Torah and kindness. And he had quoted the Talmud in Shabbos that derives it from the Aleph Beis. And now he had finished off with the idea that when we do spend our time wisely, balancing it between learning the Torah and actively doing the kindness with our fellow men, then Hashem personally interferes to help us with our assets and help us make things work financially. And in the world to come also, to personally come down and crown the person who has allocated his time correctly.